السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين گزشتہ جمعے میں اللہ تعالیٰ کی صفت نور کے حوالے سے
حضور سیز دیٹ ان لاسٹ فرائیڈے سرمن ود ریفرنس ٹو دی ایٹریبیوٹ آف نور آف اللہ المائٹی آئی آفٹر مینشننگ ویریئس ڈکشنری میننگز دی پیپل آف دی ڈکشنری دی ورسز آف دی ہولی قرآن وچ دی ہیو یوزڈ ٹو ایکسپلین دیٹ میننگ Out of that, I presented some parts of the verses, those verses, and the verse of Surah Nur, Allah Nuru Samawate Wal Ars, with reference to that one, I explained some points. As I said, that the people of the dictionary, in the meanings which they mentioned, the different meanings which they mentioned, In order to explain that, they have given reference to various verses. In today's Friday sermon, I would like to pick up a couple of verses and explain that, the reference of which I have already given in my previous sermon. As I had explained previously, that Noor is applicable to that light which spreads, and this is of two type. That is to say, that the light which spreads, according to the commentators, there are two different categories of that. One is the worldly light, and the other one is the life, the light in the life to come. And the worldly life is also two types. The one which can be understood with the light of real perception. And that is called makul. That is to say that with the firm wisdom and logic and understanding, this can be achieved and perceived. And in spiritual matters, this is called the nure akl, which is based in the Holy Quran. And in the physical matter, the light is there, which can be understood, which can be perceived through the eyes. And that is the light which is in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, and other illuminated objects. We see that light. The example of the light of Allah with reference to Mufradat, I mentioned the verse from Surah Maida, and also the verses of Surah Al-Anam, I referred to them earlier on. but I did not went into detail of that. In the physical eyes, through the physical eyes and the faculty of that, the light which can be seen, the example of that in Mufradat, in with reference to Surah, verse number 6 of Surah Yunus, Allah Almighty says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ زِيَامٌ وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا, that it is Allah Almighty that who has made the sun full of light and also given the light to moon. And some people may have a confusion here that for the sun, Allah Almighty has used the word Ziya, and the light has been used for moon, because the Ziya is more brilliant and Noor is less than that. The dictionary meaning also, the people of dictionary, they also say they, that Ziya is more brilliant and Noor is less than that. The Ziya is more powerful as compared to Noor. That is why in relation to sun, the word Ziya has been used. Ziya and Zaw, that means that which is illuminated by itself, which is lit up in itself, and Noor is used for such thing which gets acquires its light from something else, and that is the distinction between the two. Allah Almighty has mentioned Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ars. Then what is the meaning of that? The commentators have answered this question by saying that there are some other meanings of Noor as well. And this Noor is sometimes used in the meaning of Ziya. Regarding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Almighty has mentioned was Siraja Munira, that he is a very brilliant sun, that other people will also be illuminated through his light, while his light is also, his Noor is also from the blessing of Allah's light. And the people of dictionary also write that Noor is also called, one ray of Ziya is also called Noor. That is to say that something which is illuminated in itself, when the reflection of that takes place, that is also called Ziya. So therefore, Allah Almighty, His rays of light in the lights of His Noor and light, when the reflection takes place, that we see in our physical and spiritual life. In the universe, the real perception of that can be had only at that time when we see with the light given by Allah Almighty. Because Noor is applicable to every such thing through which we can perceive other things and see them. So when we completely go deep into the person of Allah Almighty, and then truly and really we can perceive that light which Allah Almighty has made it for human beings and subjected to their service. The sun and the moon and every other thing of this universe, we can see them only truly at that time when we see it in the context of the light of Allah. But if an atheist in such things, he is unable to see the God, while the mu'min can see God in everything, and he is also benefiting from this belief. So in that case, this is the Rahmaniyat of Allah, and these are the efforts of the scientists. They are also the manifestation of Rahimiyat. And this is also the result of that they also have the perception of the creations of Allah Almighty to a certain degree. And the sun and the moon and the other celestial bodies, they are benefiting to some extent. While a person who lives in the domain of religion and the true believer who has been given the light of the Holy Quran, he gets the spiritual and the physical, both types of benefits he derives from there. In some places, Allah Almighty has mentioned both the noors, both the lights, so that in worldly matters we can get the guidance from those, and also get the guidance, we may be reminded of the things in spiritual matters, in spiritual aspect. And then the light, the spiritual light, this verse is also mentioned, the Nure Ukhruvi, the light which will be given in the life to come. He has referred to this verse, Nuruhum Yasa Bana Adihim, Yakuluna Rabbana, Atmim Lana Nurana. Their light will be in front of them and also on their right side, that would be walking along with them. And they would be supplicating to Allah Almighty that, O Allah, please perfect our light for us. This is the light in the hereafter, which they will be able to perceive after their passing away from this world. Anyway, Huzur says, this explanation was left out in the last sermon, so I mentioned that. So now I move to those verses which I have mentioned in the previous sermon, but I have recited the verse, or a part of that was recited from Surah, these are the verses from Surah Maida. But these explanations of that was not given at that time. Allah Almighty says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Qad ja'akum rasuluna yubayyinu lakum kaseeran mimma kuntum tukhfuna min al-kitab wa yafu an kaseer. Qad ja'akum min Allah nurun wa kitabun mubin. Yahdi bihillahu man ittaba rizwanahu subul as-salami wa yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur bi-iznihi wa yahdihim ila sirati mustaqim. O people of the book, certainly that messenger of us has come to you who recites many of those things which you used to conceal from your books. He explains those things fully, and there are many which he is omitting. Certainly, from Allah Almighty, a light has come to you, and a book of light, a book full of light has also come. And the translation of the second verse is that through this, Allah Almighty, those who follow the ways of Allah Almighty, He guides them to the path of peace, and takes them out from the darkness to the path of the light, and guides them to the right path. So all those things which the people who believed the previous books, which they changed, or they used to hide those, they did not like to disclose that. So Allah Almighty announced about all these things, that after getting the information from Allah Almighty, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now for the second time he is presenting those teachings before the people of the world. Not only this much, but there are so many new commandments and new things are there, new instructions are there, which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through him, the world, he is presenting before the world, he is presenting those teachings to the people of the world. In order to reach Allah Almighty, in order to get progress in the matters of spirituality, and the wide ways, open ways are being opened for this purpose, and there are such instructions which are in accordance with human nature, and there is no extreme. Teaching of extremism is mentioned there. And a messenger has come which neither belongs to the east nor to the west. And he is presenting the message of the true Islam. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that every revelation, this is given to the Prophet according to which is compatible to his nature. The one who receives the revelation comes to it is according to his nature. As Hadrat, in the nature of Hadrat Musa alayhi salam, there was a grandeur, and he was given a very jalali shariat. And in Hadrat, nature of Hadrat Isa was jamal, and meekness and humbleness was there. But the nature of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his was exactly based on the moderation to the highest order. There was no extreme in him, and he was following the moderate way to the highest order. Neither it was very harsh nor very meek. And he was completely following the middle of the way, he was neither angry at all times, and nor he was forgiven. But he used to follow that way, which was right and straight path. And out of wisdom, and considering the requirements of wisdom according to the situation of the time, and his nature used to take care of these things. So the nature of the Holy Quran was also revealed on his heart in this way, that it has got both the aspect in it, but it goes along the way of moderation. So now you look at the instructions in the Holy Quran, the commandments are there. In one place, for example, Allah Almighty says, وَجَزَاؤُ سَيِّئَةٍ سَيِّئَةٌ مِثْلُهَا فَمَنْ عَفَا وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the recompensation of vice is equal to that. But the one who forgives and takes care of reformation, then the reward of that is with Allah Almighty. So this is the teaching of Islam, which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was revealed upon him. The purpose of punishment is to the reformation. And it is for the betterment of the morals of that person who does that. And if through forgiveness the moral reformation can be there, then there should be a forgiveness. And if the punishment is the only way of his reformation and his correctness, then the punishment is necessary. Yes, it is right that the punishment should be according to the magnitude of the sin and the mistake that has been committed. So this is the teaching of Islam. That Islamic teaching is not there, that if somebody slaps on your right cheek, then you offer the left cheek. And nor this one, that definitely an eye should be taken out in retaliation of this sort of mistake and sin committed. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that now you look that in this verse both the aspects have been taken care of. And the forgiveness and reformation, it is linked with the requirement of the time. And on this very principle, the whole system of the universe is running. After mentioning this, a prophet has come to you who has given all the old teachings, and the new things have also been made clear by him. Then Allah Almighty says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ Then certainly a messenger has come unto you, and a book which is full of light. So this light which has been mentioned here, this is the in the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have given the example before that Allah Almighty has mentioned the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Siraj Munira. He is a brilliant and light-giving sun, because it is he now, through him, the light of Allah Almighty has to show its manifestation further on. And there is no one who is without this medium can get this light of Allah Almighty. He has to go through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and according to the promises of Allah Almighty in the latter days, the greatest of all, the share of this light was to be taken by that person, was to be acquired by that person who was the Messiah and Mahdi. And in this position, he has to be blessed with the title of the subordinate prophet, Ummati Nabi. Huzur says that as the perfect man who was sent by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the chief of all the prophets, and the one who had this seal of Siraj-e-Munir, the radiant sun, whosoever is going to have that, the stamp, then he will be filled with the light of Allah. So, the khatmiyat of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the finality of his prophethood, is not to discontinue his the lights of Allah Almighty, rather to further brighten up those lights of Allah, that light of Allah Almighty. And this is actually the status of khatm-e-nubuwwat, that that light of Allah Almighty is going to bring about further excellent types of lights. And as Allah Almighty Himself has mentioned, that along with that light, there is Kitab-e-Mubeen, the book which is also full of light and guidance, and clear guidance is there. And this is a perfect book, which is the book of law for the Muslims, and there is no other book which can be like that, and that is what the Ahmadis believe. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has described these two things, the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the light of the Holy Quran. He has mentioned one in one of his verse, he says, and there are two meanings can be derived from there, the light of Allah and the light of the Holy Quran. Noor lai asman se, khud bhi wo ek noor the. He brought this light, he was in light himself and brought the light from Allah Almighty. If he was born in an uncivilized people, then what is the harm in it? Some people criticize that the one who claims to be the last prophet, and he was a light himself, and he himself was not a lettered person. This is not something to be criticized, rather it enhances further his status, that he brought the full light from heaven, which made the uncivilized people as human beings and the ordinary human beings as those who were having the blessing of being close to Allah Almighty. And when these uncivilized people benefited from this light and acted upon the teachings of the Holy Quran, then they became the most civilized nation on earth. Europe, they are claiming to have the light today, but these people, those who got this light from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran, and more than 1,000 years before, they actually compelled the people to accept the excellence of their knowledge. So it is not only the spiritual light, but also in the worldly progress as well, in that field, they also became the lighthouse of that progress in the worldly matters as well. So now the Muslims have to think over it, that light which illuminated the whole world, is it that according to the secular knowledge and the worldly knowledge, why that light has gone out of them and it is not going out, for which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was he came and he then created the same light among his followers at that time. Allah and the Messenger and the Holy Book, they claim to follow that, but why this light is not to be seen among them? The reason is quite obvious, that in this age, the one who was destined to become the real reflection of this light, they are denying that person. And along with that, it is a point for Ahmadis also to consider, and they should be concerned about it, that we claim to believe, we don't get the share of that light simply by a claim. In order to get the real share from this light, we have to follow the teaching given by that greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have to understand the guidance and the teaching given by him, and also apply that upon ourselves. We should not try to seek the light by going to the worldly knowledges, but we should dive deep down into the teaching of the Holy Quran, and then get the real light, and also illuminate the people of the world through that light. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, in one of his Arabic verse, he has mentioned the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in the following wording. He says, Nuru minallahi allazi ahyal uluma tajadduda al-mustafa wal-mujtaba wal-muqtada wal-mustadwa. He is the light of Allah. He has revived the knowledges once again, the light again. He is the chosen one. He is the one through all the blessing is sought, and people follow that. So now the trial of all the knowledge and the real understanding, that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Holy Quran. But in order to understand that, we have to have the light in our eyes. And the creation of that, Allah Almighty has linked with the belief in the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in this age. So therefore, very fortunate are those people, those who, in order to get this real light, those who justify their paths at the hand of the promised Messiah. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam mentioning this one, that how did I get this light? He says that I'm surprised that this prophet, whose name is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, thousands upon thousands of blessings be upon him. What a great noble prophet is he! To understand his high status is impossible, and the spiritual power of this is not in human power. It is very sad that as the people should have recognized him, the people have not been able to recognize him. That unity of Allah which disappeared from the earth, he is the stalwart who re-established it once again. He loved Allah Almighty very intensely. And on the highest order, in the love of Allah, in the love of the fellow beings, he felt the desire for that. And as a result of that, Allah Almighty gave him the excellence upon all other people, and all his desires were given to him. He is the fountainhead of all the blessings, and he is the one who, without admitting and getting any blessing from him, that person is not a human being. He is actually the progeny of Satan. So now everything is linked with the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And anyone who claims to have any excellence without having link with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not a human being. He is from the children of Satan. And every knowledge has been given, every treasure of knowledge has been given to him. The one who does not get through him, he is going to be deprived forever. What are we, and what is our status, and what can we do? We will be denying this blessing, that the true unity of Allah Almighty, we have been able to get that through this prophet, and the recognition of Allah Almighty was through this prophet and through his light, and all the revelations and the communion with Allah Almighty through which we see the face of Allah Almighty, that is actually we have attained it through following the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this sun of light, the rays of these, they come upon us, and we can be illuminated only until that moment when we are standing right under that light. And according to these writing of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the status of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he believes that is very clearly very evident and fully explained it. And if the nature is pure, then this is a good reply to all those people who criticize on this matter, that anybody who is cut off from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there is such a person cannot have any status whatsoever. And we can only benefit from the light of Allah Almighty until when we are standing right in front of this great sun of light, who has been mentioned as Siraj-e-Munira in the Holy Quran, a brilliant, radiant sun. In the verse of Surah Maida, which I recited, the second verse which I recited, Allah Almighty says that these are the two lights. One is the light of the person of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the other one is the light of the Holy Quran. Now Allah Almighty's decree has decided this thing, that these two things are going to become the means of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and they are like that. And these are the two things which are going to take the people to the path of peace. And these are the means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty. What are those paths of peace? These are the ways which take a person to Allah Almighty, which take a person safely to Allah Almighty. On every way, Satan is there, but the paths of peace are those where a person is completely safeguarded from every Satan and reaches to God Almighty and gets all the blessings.
اور یہ سلامتی کی راہیں ان کو ملتی ہیں جو خدا تعالیٰ کے فضل سے ہدایت پاتے ہوئے.
اینڈ دیز پاتھس آف پیس دے آر گرانٹیڈ ٹو دوز پیپل ہو گیٹ دی گائیڈنس فرام اللہ المائٹی اینڈ دے آر آلویز ان سرچ آف دی ٹرو گائیڈنس فرام اللہ المائٹی.
نکل کر نور کی طرف بڑھتے چلے
اینڈ دین دیئر فیٹ دے کم آؤٹ آف ڈارکنیس اینڈ دے گو آن موونگ ٹوورڈز دی پاتھ آف لائٹ. Then he is able to tread on the path of right path, the straight path, and then in order to get the blessing from the face of Allah Almighty and His light, and it is essential to follow the path of the prayer of Allah Almighty, and it is very essential that we should be closely linked with it, which the highest example of the player of Allah Almighty after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown by his companions because of the training which they got from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of his spiritual power. And then these people did not only come from the darkness to light, but they got the certificate of radiyallahu anhum. Allah was pleased with them. So those companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they benefited from those light. They became an example for us to follow. And regarding them, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that they are like the stars through whom you can get the guidance to the right path. So these were the people who followed the right path, the straight path, and they were fortunate to get the blessings of Allah Almighty, the prayer of Allah Almighty. So what were those fortunate people who directly got this blessing from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they traveled the distance from darkness to the light very rapidly. They covered this distance. And they became such people who received the blessings of Allah and the prayer of Allah. And Allah Almighty, according to His promises in this period of latter days, the greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent. And who was given once again, he was made a reflector of the light of his master. Mustafa par tera behad ho salam aur rahmat. That may blessings of Allah Almighty be upon your chosen prophet, because we got all the light from him. And when he received this light at the maximum level, then he also became the recipient of getting the direct light from him, and the people who followed him, they also got this light, and they also became those people who were pleased. Allah Almighty was pleased with them, and they became such people who were firmly established in the unity of Allah. Allah Almighty, the prayer which Allah Almighty has taught us for Sirat-e Mustaqim, Ihdina Sirat-al Mustaqim, everybody according to his own capability and capacity, everyone should try to get the benefit from the light of Allah according to his ability and capacity. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that everybody gets the ability according to his capacity, but it is definitely granted to everyone, and everybody can benefit from the light of Allah Almighty. And whosoever is going to move towards Allah Almighty sincerely, he is going to get the benefit of that. Allah Almighty does not burden any soul beyond his capacity. So it is not said that everybody must reach to that level which is the highest place, but everybody must do the effort to reach there. And for that purpose, a very sincere effort has to be made by all. No doubt, towards the right path, Allah Almighty, it is Allah who guides. And for that, He has taught us that prayer, which we do in every rakat of each prayer. But effort is also very essential. Allah Almighty says that in order to, you have to have the light to follow the right path. And the noor, the light of Allah, that is through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and through the Holy Quran. And those people who try to acquire this, then Allah Almighty will enable them to follow the right path and enable them to have the share of the light from Allah Almighty, and this will continue to happen that way. What is the right path? Straight path. Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that Sirat-e-Mustaqim is that which is based on the truth. It is of three forms, intellectual and practical, and according to the things that a person performs, his condition. There are three types, and this ilmi is that in which the rights of Allah and the rights of the human beings are recognized, and that ilmi is that intellectual is there, that you recognize the rights of Allah Almighty and the rights of the fellow beings, and also your own rights, your own rights of your own self. And the practical right way is that to actually follow that those rights which we have recognized, we have to act upon that and to discharge that. For example, haqqe ilmi is this, that you to understand Allah Almighty to be as one, and to recognize Him and to believe Him, the fountainhead of all the excellences and all the beauties, and He is the one from all the things originate and all the things end and go back. And He is the one who can give all the benefits and all the harms, and who is the sum total of all the good qualities, and He is the only one to be worshipped. That is to say that the right of Allah is in the intellectual way is to believe Him to be one, and all the blessings that the human beings we get it in this life, and whatever the people get, He is the one who has created all those things. He is the creator of all that, and to believe that everything comes from Allah Almighty, and He is who is the sum total of all the excellences and all the good qualities, attributes, and everything has to go back to that God, one day return to Him. And He is the one who is free from all types of flaws and weaknesses and shortcomings. And He is the one who is the embodiment of all the good qualities, whether we know it or not. And in a very come under His servitude in the most perfect way, and to keep oneself these things which have been mentioned, to always keep oneself within that is the practical requirement. That is the practical requirement. That is ilmi sirat-e mustaqim. Practical is this one, that practically one should follow that, and we should completely comply with the instructions of Allah and follow that, and we should not set up any partner in this in following the commandments of Allah Almighty. That is to say that the commandments of Allah Almighty are there. There should be nobody else as opposed to that one, and we should always seek pray to Allah Almighty for our betterment, and we should be lost in His love. This is the practical Sirat-e-Mustaqim, which is one of the requirements from human beings. And then he says, and in the rights of human beings, that in the ilmi, the intellectual aspect is that to take all of them, the human beings, and they should be considered as just very humble and without any power. That all these things are simply do not have any power of their own, and just to consider them as nothing as compared to God. So that is the intellectual Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the right path is this, that the people should be considered as very weak and humble, and as compared to Allah Almighty, no excellence should be attributed to them. Because through this, actually the excellence of one being is established, and only that Allah Almighty, of the excellence of Allah Almighty will be clearly understood, and only then you will be able to fully understand it. And the amali Sirat-e-Mustaqim, the practical right way is that to comply with those things which are actually that the intention of the one who believes in Allah Almighty is always like this, that he should be. Huzur says that I explained this point, which is Huzur says that the practical right way in this respect is that every action that whenever we do anything, we should see that it is based on those morals which Allah Almighty has taught us and which He has said that we should follow those and in order to apply the attributes of Allah in one's human way. And only then one can say that you are performing the true virtue and you are following the right path. And in one's rights of self, the intellectual aspect is there, that all these things is jealousy, the pride, or the miserliness, and other such mean things are there. To consider all these things as the low morals, negative morals, to consider them as such, regarding which it is mentioned there, all these things should be recognized as such, that they are very, very lowly thing, and only then a person will be able to follow the right path. And this is the unity of Allah in the intellectual way, and because that establishes that it is Allah Almighty is without any flaw, and the practical way of in this right path is that to eliminate all these vices from oneself and to acquire all the good morals. Regarding the right to oneself, the right path is that all the low morals, bad morals, good, bad things, all these vices, they should be, one should purify oneself from all these things, and they should be completely thrown away. And one should empty oneself from all these bad vices, bad morals. It is not only like, emptying your own pot, but actually the right way is to fill them with good morals. And the purpose of the good moral is that the belief of anybody other than Allah Almighty should be thrown away, and then Allah Almighty should be put there. And the practical, there is a very fine distinction between the two things. The intellectual aspect of that is which one can acquire through thinking, and it is something which may be evidently there or not, but practically when we look at that, the practical ways is the ability. The first one is the ability to recognize a certain thing, that these are not to be acquired and these should not be there. But many times are such when people are unable to demonstrate those morals and those good deeds, and when actually the time comes, only then you know whether you are really having it or not. So this is a fine distinction between that. The practical way of following the right path in Tawheed, in the unity of Allah, is that when you that meaning is that which Hazur explains, that these are the rights towards human beings. They will be you will be able to do that in that case when you will be able to establish clearly that practically a majority of the people in the society, the person is giving the blessing of his good morals to the majority of the people around him, and he is fulfilling the condition of service to mankind. And then the right of the human beings is in service to them. And the haqqun nafs, the right of oneself is to purify oneself, and the right of other people is when you demonstrate that purity of yourself as for the benefit of other people, that is the when you are able to perform this duty towards other people. So a person living all alone in a jungle, he can have this purity of heart without doing anything at all. But when the right of human beings are concerned, that cannot be done until you actually do this. That is why the state of celibacy is not in Islam, and this has been prohibited in Islam, because you have to have the hukukullah and hukukul ibad, the rights towards Allah and rights towards human being, they should be discharged. But you're living in a jungle, you can't take care of the responsibility towards fellow beings. So therefore this rahbaniyat, this celibacy is not the right path. And one should know that this right path, which is actually intended from this true concept of the unity of Allah, which is acquired through knowledge, and that unity of Allah which is acquired through practice. So one should remember that there is nothing else intended in the Holy Quran except the unity of Allah, and there are the ways and means which are explained there. So when you are moving towards the right path, when you are guided to that right path, then Allah Almighty gives him the perception of Allah Nuru Samawati wal Ard, that Allah is the light of heaven and earth, He is the fountainhead of all this light, and for this very purpose He has sent all the prophets to the world, that people should be able to be aware of that. And greatest of all was the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who was sent. And also he was given the Holy Quran as Kitab-e-Mubin, a very book full of light, which explains everything, which points to that light which is in Allah Almighty, in the absolutely one God, and the light of which the prophets, they are reflecting the light of Allah Almighty. And the greatest the greatest of all of them was the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And those people who understand the Holy Quran, they also get benefit from that. And this is the light which is going to illumine the whole world, and make the whole world as the true worshippers of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty enable us that we should have the full perception and understanding of this light, and we are going to have this blessing of this light in our lives, and we are also able to discharge the responsibilities in this regard. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله